Welcome to the Dick Den Podcast. It's about to get weird, friends. I'm your host, Rachel Z, Lingam Masseuse, sex educator, breast cancer thriver, funny gal sitting in a room full of dicks, talking dicks, butts, and all things sex. Welcome back, friends. It is Wiener Wednesday, so that means another episode. I am so fucking excited about today's topic, and I have this sneaking suspicion that this will be my longest episode yet because I could talk about buttholes all day long. We are talking about buttholes today. Yesterday was National Anal Sex Day, and personally, I think buttholes are magical on both sides of the fence. However, we are talking about men exploring their asses today. Literally, this is my favorite topic because the prostate is fucking magic. You can make a man see God through his asshole. And most of the time when I start talking about this, I'm met with a little bit of uncomfortableness. A lot of times I'm met with, nope, that's an exit only, or only when I'm getting an exam, like begrudgingly, only when I'm getting a prostate exam. And most common, that will make me gay. No, 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 no. Let me tell you, men and women, honestly, we are missing out by not exploring our man's buttholes or your own butthole. So let's talk about it. The most common thing I hear is that will make me gay. No, that couldn't be further from the truth. Yes, gay men use their buttholes and know about their prostate. But you know what? Honestly, I think they deserve a medal for knowing that you can see God through your butthole as a man. And there's nothing wrong with being gay. There is no reason for that to be the stigma that surrounds prostate play. A little known fact about the prostate is that regardless whether you are having a normal ejaculatory orgasm, whether you're having sex or masturbating or getting a blowy, whatever you're doing, your prostate is involved, sir. So you didn't even know that your prostate does all these other things and is involved in every orgasm you have already. So there's that. Also, gay men jerk off. So does that make you gay because you jerk off? No. So let's cut that out. Okay, that's bullshit. And we are missing a major, 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 major pleasure point by not exploring our prostates. Now, what the fuck is a prostate and where is it? What does it do? Let's just cover the basics. First, I'm going to hit you with a statistic. Did you know that up to 70% of men are interested in prostate play or at least curious about it, but don't talk about it with their partners or don't explore it out of mainly fear. Fear, shame, and there is nothing to be afraid of in the butthole. The most common things I hear as far as fear is, will it hurt? And people are scared about getting poop on them. And I mean, let's be honest here. When you're doing backdoor stuff of any type, you got to be honest with the fact that poop is a possibility. So let's talk about where the prostate is and what it does. Aside from being the male G spot, the prostate is located inside of the rectum, and it is a walnut-shaped gland, as you can see right here. It is a walnut-shaped gland about 2 inches inside the anus. Now, something important while we're talking anatomy to know is that you can externally stimulate the prostate by pushing up here in the taint area. And what that does is put pressure on the prostate externally. So this is a great place to start if you're not sure about how you feel about butthole stuff. But let's talk about what the prostate does. So the prostate is like the muscle that pumps jizz out. Not only does it mix with other ejaculate fluids to form semen, it is also the muscle that is used to pump it out. Think about, like, it's like the motor that makes the system work, right? So your prostate is involved in every orgasm anyway. Now, let's talk about the reasons why we should explore our buttholes as men, whether this is self-exploration or partnered exploration. There are so many benefits to prostate massage and prostate stimulation. First things first, it fucking feels good. It will give you a mind-blowing, full-body orgasm, unlike anything that you have ever experienced before. And if that isn't a reason enough, you're kind of robbing yourself of an opportunity for pleasure by not exploring this magic place on your body. Another great reason to explore the prostate is because it has a bunch of health benefits. There are having erectile dysfunction issues. Maybe it's a buildup of a fluid in your prostate. Having trouble urinating, maybe you should stimulate your prostate. And I don't know if this is true or not, but it has been said that men who stimulate their prostate have stronger, firmer, longer erections. And I don't know if there's any science behind that, but regardless, who doesn't want a bigger dick? Okay, y'all is always trying to look for ways to make your dick bigger and better and operate better and take it to the next level, when all the while that little button is inside your butt. So that's a reason. Reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Not only are those awesome reasons, right? Another great, great, great reason to explore prostate and butt stuff as a man is, let's say you're having penis probs, erectile dysfunction. So if you're having erectile dysfunction, then you're like all of a sudden really fucking mad at your wiener, right? You're mad at it. And never have you understood the orgasm gap more clearly than when your wiener don't work. And a lot of times what we do is we approach this situation with anxiety and stress and a lot of anger. In my experience, men who have erectile dysfunction and can't get their wiener to work, they're mad about it, okay? And they feel like they're really missing something. Did you know that even if you suffer from ED, you can still have mind-blowing prostate orgasms? Not only that, the prostate orgasm is full body for both people who suffer from ED and not. For just your regular old man, you're having full body orgasms. You're having the potential to explore what it's like to be multi-orgasmic. You will bust a nut like you have never busted a nut before. Like, what happens all the time when after I give a prostate massage is this man is like shaking. Couldn't tell you his name. Couldn't tell you what day it is, where he's at. Like, literally sent him to the moon, mind blown orgasms. That is what is inside of your asshole, folks. As a man, explore it. Now, I know that there is a lot of interest in this. Like, I, as a Liam masseuse, my primary job, I guess, is to explore buttholes. And way more men than you think are interested in this, and they just don't bring it up because of stigma and fear. A little scared, because most men who have had experience with prostate massage or any kind of butthole play, it's either been an exam where it's just like no foreplay, the butthole's not warmed up, it's not ready, there's normally not an erection involved, it is like a clinical whoop, finger in the butt type of situation, or they've had a bad experience. And I think as women, we can all relate to that because of that whoops, wrong hole moment. We all know that doesn't feel good. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to explore prostate play. A lot of times when I talk to women about prostate play, they are very interested, but they have fears too. They're scared of hurting him, and they're scared of getting poop on their finger. That's a pretty common one. But here's the thing. Anytime you're having butt stuff, you should be prepared for the possibility of poop because, I mean, that is its job. But let me tell you what, I have had my finger in a lot of buttholes, a lot of buttholes. Very few times have I had to dodge turds because the prostate is only inside of the rectum about 2 inches. So that means pretty much unless you are locked and loaded turtle heading, you should be clear of hitting turds because turds hang out in the second sphincter, which is up here. So unless, like I said, you're locked and loaded, ready to go, you shouldn't have to dodge any turds. If you're really worried about it, you can use a finger condom. You can use a glove. These are great ways to kind of feel better about the poo risk. Also, don't be a dummy. And if you're getting ready to explore your prostate, whether you are a man exploring it on your own or a woman exploring your man's prostate, wash your butthole. Okay. I was thinking about this in the shower the other day and like wash your butthole. Take a little bit of soap on your finger, run it around your butthole and get anything out. If you are having any kind of butthole play, this would save you from like so many embarrassing situations. Like dingleberries happen. Okay. Toilet papers get stuck back there. I've seen it. When I see it, I just wet wipe it off and move along. I don't ever make somebody feel shame about it. But number one tip I would give is to just clean your butthole. That way you can feel confident knowing that you got a clean butthole going into it. Now, I am going to share with you some of my best tips for exploring prostate massage. First and foremost, lube, 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 lube. Spit is not lube in this instance. Do not go in there dry dogging. Silicone lube is absolutely best for this because it's not water-based. It doesn't dry out as quickly. And in my experience, I have found that I prefer lubes that are more geared towards a gay population. I mean, you can kind of tell by the names like Swiss Navy, and there's a handful of others. And why I like them a little bit more than just regular silicone-based lube is because I swear they are made different. They different, okay? Because they know that the people using these products are men and their primary sex hole is their butthole. They are just better. So definitely silicone-based lube. Lube is your friend. Lube is your friend. Second, be patient. Be a great way to start. Buttholes will let you know what's up. They do not have a problem in the communication department. Buttholes are kind of like rubbing a cat's belly. Like a cat will let you know when it's okay to rub its belly versus not okay. They will try and claw you. And when you get near a butthole, if the immediate response is clench and try to break your finger off, they are not interested. Move on. So let's say you're in this situation and you don't know how to explore any further. Let's say you're partnered and you start to get near your partner's butthole and they automatically have that closed, exit only response. My biggest tip would be to start massaging the perineum. This little patch of skin here between the, also called the taint, the rectum and the balls. So if by gently pushing up on that, what that does is externally stimulates the prostate. And this is a really good place to start. That's a good way to warm him up to like, hey, like that does kind of feel good. And then slowly you can just inch your way closer and closer. Also, just because you don't want a finger in your butt doesn't mean a butthole rub doesn't feel nice. So start by just rubbing the butthole. What I like to do is like run my finger just down, and then when I get to the butthole, just rub it around a little bit. While you're rubbing a butthole, if it is into it, it will like start to suck you in. Buttholes have no problem letting you know what's up because, let's say it again, holes are greedy. My favorite tip is to just use some lube. You are going to want to lube the butthole. And also, I like to lube, like, have like a little lube reservoir here on my finger. Also, go down to the very bottom of the rectum and just chill there for a sec. And then play with the peter. Play with the peter. And then when the peter contracts, it'll suck you in a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more until next thing you know, you are at the prostate and you're not that far in. Now, depending on which way your partner is facing, like it's either up like this if he's laying on his back or down like this if he's on all fours. You're like, okay, so you got the finger in the butthole, and now you don't know what you're looking for. You don't know where to go. The prostate feels like almost like a walnut. It's got the ridged texture of a walnut. And as it gets more and more and more and more aroused, it starts to swell. So then it feels more rigid. Also, they kind of like have this little like thump-thump-thump heartbeat. So that's what you're looking for. If you get in there and you're confused about where you're going, what I like to do is just kind of be still and feel for like that heartbeat. So those are my best tips about how to start exploring prostate play. And let me tell you, please, 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 play with your butthole. There is no shame, no stigma here. Prostates are magic. It is the best orgasm you will ever have of your life. And I will not, can't stop, won't stop advocating for man asshole exploration. I think I have talked enough about buttholes for today. So if you loved this episode, please subscribe so you don't miss one, give a review, and follow me so that every Wiener Wednesday, you can get it real and raw here on The Dick Den. I will see you next week, and bye, friends. Holes are greedy. Explore that butthole.